Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin the brand new Perek Ein Sodin, which begins on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Omid Beis. So we begin with the Mishnah. Ein Sodin Dogin Min HaBiborin B'yontif. One is not permitted to go and trap animals, to catch animals, including fish in this Mishnah, from the Biborim. The Biborim are basically a lake or a pond with fish inside of it. So you're not allowed to go and trap any animal on Shabbos B'yontif. Despite the fact that one might have thought that this would be acceptable because of Ochel Nefesh, so Rashi and Tosus both point out over here that we are not allowed to go and do this, even though Shechita and Afiyah are allowed, to shecht an animal is allowed, to go and cook and bake is allowed, even though they're Ovos Melachos, nevertheless they're allowed to be done on Yontif, but something like trapping is not allowed to be done. Rashi's reasoning is because Seder could be done Mib'od Yom, before Yontif starts, and therefore, no reason to force yourself to trap it on Yontif. Something that can be done before Yontif should be done before Yontif. He said you can catch the fish, put it in a bathtub, and from the bathtub, that's not considered trapping on Yontif. So this way the fish will be fresh and still alive, and you can go and kill it on Yontif. That's not a problem, but to go trap it on Yontif, Rashi says, is no good. Tosus doesn't like this, and at the end of the Tosus, Ein Sadim, he says, there's a pshat from the Rabbeinu Hanano Mikinon, Shapirish, Mishum de Domi Liktsira. It's too much like reaping to go and trap the animal, and therefore it's not allowed. Okay, the Mishnah tells us you're not allowed to go trap fish from a pond, a lake, on Yontif. Likewise, Ve'enostin Lufnei Amazonos. You're not allowed to go feed fish. This is a very interesting question. We just finished Tashlich, and according to almost all the poskim, you're really not allowed to go throw on Yontif of Rosh Hashanah bread or other food into the lake. We fulfill the end of the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. And those last same psukim from Micha are also read at the end of Maftu Yonah on Yom Kippur by Mincha time. And it says, Tashlich b'mitzvus yam, that the people have the custom of throwing in their sins, kaviyachol, into the water. So we would have to go look to put it into a place where there are fish. And again, if you're doing it on a weekday, not a problem. But on Yontif, it's not allowed to be done. And that's based upon our Mishnah, which says, Ein nostin lifnei Amazonos. You're not allowed to go feed fish that you're not responsible for. If you have fish in a fish tank and there's no other source of food for the fish, so then you are allowed to feed them. They're your pets. They're your fish. So you're allowed to go feed them. But fish that are in a lake, fish that are in a pond, they're not dependent upon you. And therefore, it's also to feed animals that aren't dependent upon you on Shabbos Yontif. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Ein nostin lifnei Amazonos. You can't go and feed the fish. However, avol tzodin chaya va'ov min habibarin. You are allowed to go and trap chaya, which is the non-domesticated animals that are kosher, or birds, ov, from these biberin. Biberin is a term that's used basically for their habitat. It was used a moment ago to say from the fish ponds or the lakes where the fish are. So here it's where the place where the chaya and the ov are. And you are allowed, the Nosim lift Amazonas, you're allowed to give them Amazonas. And the difference is that this is not considered real trapping, as we'll discuss in the Gemara. These are brought in there beforehand into this biberin, so they're in this habitat already. Rashi says, Hamechunasim me'esmo, they were trapped on Erev Yontif, and therefore, even to Mukothim Gedda, they're surrounded, like in a cage or in a small area, they're considered already trapped. And therefore, you're not trapping them on Yontif. So you can go take them. The Tzodin over here merely means to just go take them on Yontif. However, the fish are different. The fish are not considered trapped like that. If you put a fish in a bathtub, so then it is considered trapped. Or if it's in some sort of a net, so then it is considered trapped. But otherwise, the fish in the pond, they're not. Whereas the chaya and the ov in these biberin are considered trapped. And therefore, since you're responsible for them, so you're allowed to go and feed them. Rashi says this is mostly talking about bnei achoref, where there is no grass for them to go and eat. But he says, even in Yemei HaKayitz, the Mokum Drisas B'Yadim, if a lot of people are trampling in that area, and there won't be any grass there for them to go and graze on, so then you'd be allowed to feed them as well. Now, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel comes along and he says, according to many, he's just commenting or expanding on what the Tanakhama said. Others say, no, he's arguing with the Tanakhama. So we'll learn it simply that he's expanding on what the Tanakhama says. And he says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol HaBibar Shoven. Every one of these scenarios has to be assessed individually. Is it something that would be considered trapping? Is it not something to be trapping? Are you responsible for the food or not responsible for food? It's not klal. This is the general rule that you would use. So he says, kol hamechusa, return to chavdal and aleph, kol hamechusa tzeda aser. If it is not really trapped, so then it's also to trap it on Yontif. However, v'she'en mechusa tzeda, if it's really already contained in some sort of a cage or in a habitat that it's not really able to run away, so then mutter, then you can even go and take it on Yontif itself. that is not considered trapping it on Yontif. It's already been trapped on Erev Yontif. Gemara starts off and says, Uriminu, there seems to be a stira from the following Brisa and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had said that the Chayos and the Ophos are allowed to be trapped because they're not really trapped, and that they're allowed to be fed because they're your responsibility. But the Brisa seems to say the opposite. Uriminu, the Brisa says, Be barin shel Chaya v'shel Ophos ain't sodim him Yontif. You're not allowed to go trap the Chaya and the Ophos on Yontif. Our Mishnah said you could. The Brisa says you can't. Stira. Furthermore, they know Snufim Zonas. The Brisa says over here, you're not allowed to feed them. Our Mishnah said you can't feed them. Stira. So therefore, Kasha Chaya Achaya, Kasha Ophos Ophos. So there's a double stira here. The Brisa said you can't feed neither the Chaya or the Oph, and the Brisa said you can't trap neither the Chaya nor the Oph, and our Mishnah said the opposite. So it's a Kasha on the Chaya and a Kasha on the Oph. So where it says, Bishlam Achaya, Chaya Lokasha, we could reconcile the Mishnah and the Brisa in regards to the Chaya by saying that it's two different Tanoic opinions. So the way you reconcile it is by saying there's no stira because it's two different opinions. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, the Brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. Ha Rabbanan. Why? The Tnan. Because we have in the Mishnah in Shabbos the following statement. Rabbi Yehuda, his Shita is Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hatzad Tzipor Lemigdol. A Migdol is like a closet. We have Sheda, Teva, Omigdol. So it's a small container, a small chest. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if you trap a bird inside a small container, this Migdol, and if you do that on Yontif or Shabbos, that's over Tzad, then you're over trapping. Likewise, Utsvi, if you trap a deer, Labais, inside a house, that's considered trapped. Chayiv, in both of these situations, Chayiv Chattas, for doing the Av Malach over here of trapping on Shabbos or Yontif. Now, that implies Labais, Hudu Mechayiv. This Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds if you trap it in a house, Yechayiv, implication being, Avo le Biborin, lo. But if you brought it into a much larger area of Biborin, these habitats, so then you would not be chayiv. So this would hold, Rabbi Yehuda would hold, like the Brisa that we brought down, that you're not allowed to go and trap from Biborin, because it's not considered trapped in the Biborin, and if you trap it from the Biborin, then you're chayiv. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, Tzipor Lemigdol, if you put a bird inside this Migdol, inside this closet, so the Chachamim agree, in that situation you'll be Chayiv, just like Rabbi Yehuda. So in regards to the bird, they agree. However, the Chachamim disagree in regards to the Rabbi Yehuda had said, if you put the Tzvi into the house, you're Chayiv. But Rabbi Yehuda had said, if you put it into the Biborin, that's not considered trapped. But here the Chachamim say, Utzvi Legina Ulechotzer, Ulebeborin, they hold not only in a house. If you trap the tzvi inside a garden or inside your yard or even in Beborin, that's considered trapped because that is considered tzad. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is in disagreement with the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is more makel. In regards to the deer, Rabbi Yehuda says, only in the bias is it considered trapped, but not in the Beborin. Whereas the Chachamim say, even in the Beborin, it's considered trapped. So our Brisa, which says that you're not allowed to go and trap from the Beborin, that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, because he says it's not trapped yet in the Beborin. Whereas the Chachamim would say, like our Mishnah, that you are allowed to go and trap it from the Beborin, because they consider it already trapped. So we've resolved the Chaya Achaya by saying that our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, and the Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, but still the Ophos are Ophos, that's a Kasha. Because here you can't say one is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, one is the opinion of Chacham, because Yehuda and Chacham hold the same thing. Tzipor Lemigdol is Chayiv. So how can the Brisa say that you're not allowed to go and trap Ein Sodim Mehem Biyontiv, the Ophos as well, and our Mishnah says you can trap the Ophos. So what's going on? Ay, v'chitemo ho'nami lo Kasha, you're going to tell me it's two different types of Biborin. Ha'ba Bibor Mekore, ha'ba Bibor Shein Mekore. The situation where you're chayiv for trapping them is if it has a roof on top. So then you're considered chayiv for trapping. And therefore, if you take it from a place that has the roof on top, so it's considered already trapped. So if you take it, you're not chayiv for trapping. So that would be our Mishnah. And the Brisa is talking about where it didn't have a roof. That's not considered trapped. So therefore, you're not allowed to go take it from that place. So the Gemara says, if that's how you want to reconcile the Mishnah and the Brisa, wait a second. For bias, but a house is certainly like a bibor that is makura, a habitat over here that has a roof on it, and nevertheless, but they both seem to say that it's only if you put it into a small space, like a closet, like this migdol, that you'd be chayiv, but a house would not. But a house is no different than a bibor makura. but they both seem to say that in the bias you would not be chayev for trapping. And therefore, we still don't have a reconciliation between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hocha Betzipor Dror Skinet. Dror is a free bird, a wild bird. The Karasa Dror, the Chol Haaretz, right, on the Liberty Bell. So it means it's a free bird. In other words, it's not a pet. And therefore, in the Mishnah and Shabbos that said, everybody, Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim all agree that a Tzipor is considered trapped in a Migdal, but it's not considered trapped in a house. That's because Betzipor Dror She'ena Makabelis Morris. It's a wild bird. It doesn't accept that it's trapped unless it's really, really trapped. The Tanna Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, Lama Nikra Shma Tzipor Dror. Why is it called this free bird? Shedara Bibayis Kibasada. Even if it's in a house, it doesn't consider itself trapped. It flies around. It's not used to being touched. It's not used to being handled. It's not used to being grabbed. And therefore, if somebody comes to try to take it, it runs away. It flies away. So even in a house, it's not considered trapped. And that's why the Mishnah and Shabbos, both according to Rav Yehuda and according to the Chachamim, say you only consider trapping this Tzipor Dror if it's in a Migdal, if you have it in a small cage, in a closet. So then it's considered trapped. But in a house, it's not considered trapped because it's going to fly away. So therefore, the Mishnah and Shabbos is talking about Tzipor Dror, a wild bird. But the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, and the Braisa, which seem to be a steer to our Mishnah, the answer that we just gave, it depends whether there's a roof on it or not. So in our Mishnah, where there is a roof on it, so it's already trapped in an area that has a roof, it's considered trapped. It's a domesticated bird in the house with a roof on it, it's considered trapped. So our Mishnah says you're allowed to go trap it on Yontif because it's already trapped. Whereas the Braisa is talking about where there is no roof on it. So even though it's a domesticated bird, since there's no roof on it, it's going to fly away and it's not considered trapped. If you go grab it, then you're over tzod. That's how you reconcile the Braisa and our Mishnah. Now, we've just resolved it the way Rashi is explaining this over here. We just resolved this without having to say that the Braisa and the Mishnah are talking about two different Tanoic opinions. We've resolved it by saying they're talking about two different scenarios. One is talking about with a roof, and one is talking without a roof. But it's the same halachic opinion, it's just two different scenarios. So hashta diosus lahachi, now that we've given this teretz, as Rashi points out, we don't have to make it into a machlokis tanoim, that's always preferable. So too, we don't have to now say that the chaya, achaya, which we resolve by saying one is the opinion of Yehuda, and one is the opinion of Chachamim, we no longer have to say that. Chaya, achaya, nami lo kasha, we don't have to say it's a machlokis tanoim. Instead, we could say, habibir katan, habibir gadol. Our Mishnah, which says you're allowed to go and take it from there, is because it's already trapped. Where is it already considered trapped? In a small habitat. It's in a very small area, Bibur Katan. So it's already trapped before Yontif. Now on Yontif, when you take it from there, it's not called Sod. As opposed to the Braisa, which says you're not allowed to go take it from Yontif, from this Bibur, it's talking about Hobbit Bibur Gadol. If it's a larger area, a larger habitat, so then you actually have to go trap it. It's not considered trapped yet. If you were to go do that on Yontif, you'd be Chayiv Sod. More asks, what is the definition? Hechidami biber katan, hechidami biber gadol. How do you define a large or small habitat? So the Gemara says, I'm a Ravashi. First teretz we have is from Ravashi. Kol hecha deroit abasra. If you were to go and run after the animal, umati le bechad shichya, and you could grab it with one fell swoop, so then that's considered biber katan. However, if in fact it's going to take you a couple of jumps to go and get it, the idach the biber gadol, then it's considered a large biber. That's the definition of biber katan, biber gadol. Teretz number one. Inami, teretz number two. How do you define katan and gadol? Kol hechodiko uktze uktze. Rashi explains uktze uktze or zovios. If it has lots of corners, i.e. places where the animal could hide, so then you're dealing with biber gadol. That's considered a large enclosure that if in fact you were to go and try to trap it, and you did, you'd be chayiv. However, the idach, in our Mishnah, it's talking about biber katan. There are no places where the animal can hide, so therefore it's already considered trapped, and therefore our Mishnah would be talking about biber katan, and the Braisa is talking about biber gadol. Third teretz, inami, kol hecha de nofle tula de kosle ahadade biber katan. If the enclosure, this habitat, is so small that the walls, when they cast the shadow from the eastern wall reaches the western wall, the shadow from the northern wall reaches the southern wall, that's considered a small habitat, and it's considered already trapped, biber katan. That's our Mishnah. As opposed to, if the shadows won't reach the other opposite wall, that's considered a larger habitat, vidach biber gadol. And that's the Braisa's situation. So therefore, we don't have to say it's a machlokes tanaim. We can say they're talking about different scenarios. It's all according to the same opinion, though. Then we quote the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol Abibor and Shav Mechulei. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says according to many, he's just expanding on the Mishnah, he's commenting on the Mishnah and saying, you can't just literally say all the time, Bieber is good, Bieber is not good. It all depends. So Gemara says, Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. We possibly like this opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now, according to the understanding that all he was doing was explaining and commenting on the Mishnah, so Amalei Abaya, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, if Rav Yosef is one that said this, did in the name of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, when you say that the Halacha follows this opinion, that implies that there's somebody that disagrees with him. But according to our understanding that he's just explaining the Mishnah, qualifying the Mishnah, Michal de Pligi. When you say the Halacha is like somebody, it implies this is another opinion. But where's the other opinion? He was just explaining our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosef told him, I'm a late, Umay Nav Kalamina, or does it bother you if I say that the Halacha is like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, even though there's no Bali Plukta, even though nobody's arguing with him? I'm saying the Halacha is like him. The fact that nobody's arguing with him, what's wrong if I say that Halacha is like Shimon Gamliel? So Abai says that's not right. Amalei, Abai says, Gemara, Gemor, Zimoroso, Tehei. When you learn Gemara, it means it should be like a Zimra, it should be like a song. You just say things without having a deeper meaning. So Abai says, you don't use the Lashon. It's improper to use the Lashon. The Halacha is like somebody if there's no Machlokes. You only say the Halacha is like opinion A if there is an opinion B that you're essentially saying the Halacha is not like that. So the Gemara doesn't end off with a decision between who's right, Abaya or Rav Yosef. In any event, now we quote the Gemara, where it says, Zak Klal, Kol B'chusat Seid V'chule. Now we go into Rav Shimon Gamliel's din, where it says that any situation where it is not trapped, so then you're not allowed to trap it. So the Gemara says, how do you define it's not trapped? Hechi Domi V'chusat Seidr. What is an example of it not being trapped? So again, here, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol She'omer. If you were to say, Havei Mitzuda, if you were to go and say, go bring me a trap, bring me a net, bring me a rope, and we'll go and trap this animal, so then it's not considered trapped yet. And therefore, it would be also to do that on Shabbos or Yontif. So again, this is what Rav Yosef said in the name of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, and Abaye doesn't like it. Amalei Abaye. Wait a second. V'ha avozin. Avozin are geese. V'tarnagolin, chickens. Sha'omim, where we say, Have mitzuda unitsudenu, where for the geese and the chickens, they're not trapped. You have to go and trap them. You say, go bring a net, go bring a trap that we can go trap them. The Tanya, and nevertheless it says, Hatsod Evozim V'tarnagolim, if you go and trap these geese or chickens, or V'yone Hardisos, either Hardisos means the name of a place, or it means from Herod, or the pigeons of Hardisah, so Potter, it's not considered trapping on Yontif. So how come? If we just said that they normally have to go and say, bring me a mitzuda unitsudenu, so that's true for Evozim Tarnagolim and the Yone Hardosios, so how come you potter if you go trap them on Yontif? That seems to be the criteria that you're saying, Hechi Domi Mechusur Tzeda, is if you have to say, Havi Mitzudenu Unitsudenu. But these animals, these birds, you do have to say that, and yet it says you're potter in the Braisa. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Rabba Bar Rav Huna says in the name of Shmuel, the difference is halalu boyin lechluvan leerev, that the avozim and the tarnagolim and the yonei hardosios, they all return to their kluv, to their nest, to their chicken coop, to their pigeon coop at night, and therefore they're considered trapped already. Halalu, as opposed to when Rav Yosef said in the name of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the definition of Mechusat Tzeda is Have Mitzuda Nitzudenu, they have to still go and trap it. He's referring to birds that don't return to their nest at night. They really have to be trapped. As opposed to, Rashi explains, the birds that return to the nest, they come Boyin L'Erev L'Kluv, V'Noach L'Tov Son Shom. It's very easy to catch him over there. You don't really need a trap. Hilkach, Harehen Kinitzuden, they're considered already trapped. V'Omdim, as if they're standing there trapped. And therefore, since you could trap them in the kluv, they're considered able to be trapped outside the kluv as well. So that's the teretz that Rabba Bar Rav Huna said over the name of Shmuel. Gemara still doesn't like this teretz. Gemara says, Bahare Yonei Shovach, Yonei Aliyah, you have the pigeons, the doves, that are in the dove coats, or they're in the attic. The Bayin Lechluvan Ba'arav, they go back to their dove coat, they go back to their nests every night. And nevertheless, the Tanya, the Braisa says that if you trap them, you are chayiv. Hatzor yoni shovach v'yoni aliyah. And as well, it adds on, v'tziporim shekininu b'tfichin babiros. It tells us that these are birds that are making their nests in these tfichin. Rashi explains this on the last of the thin lines in Rashi, where he says that these tfichin biros are kibin pachin, little jugs, nosed in bechomus habiros, that you put inside the walls over here of these habitats, and the birds nest over there. So therefore, they are considered in this situation nesting birds, and nevertheless, it says chayiv. If you go and trap them in any of these situations, the yonei shovach, the yonei aliyah, or the tzipar mishakinu betvichin babiros, all of them are considered not trapped, and therefore, if you trap them, you chayiv. So that goes against what Rabba bar Rav Huna said in the name of Shmuel, that if they go back to their kluvin la'erev, they're not considered mechuser tzedah. So the Gemara says, El Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel. So here's the real teretz. Rabba bar Rav Huna says the name of Shmuel. The difference between them is, halo balin l'chluvon la'erev, that the Avozin and the Tarnagolim and the Yonahir Dosios, they do go back to their kluv, to their nest at nighttime. But there's another thing, umazonosan alecha, and they know you're going to feed them, and therefore they stay put. They're considered trapped. However, the yonei shovach, the yonei aliyah, and the tzipar mishakininu betvichin babiros v'halalu, boyin l'chluv alev, they do come back at night to their nest, but v'ein umazonosan alecha, so they don't get food, and therefore, when they see you coming, they're going to jump away, they're going to run away, because they're not used to having you come and give them food. So therefore, they see you and they run away. So therefore, they're not considered trapped. And that's the difference, Rabba bar Rav Huna says in the name of Shmuel, between the Evozim, Tarnagolim, and the Yone Herdasios versus the Yone Shovach, Yone Aliyah, and the Tziporim Shekinenu Betvichim Babiros. That's Teretz number one. Mar says, Rav Mari Omar, Teretz number two, Hani Avide L'Rivuye, the Yone Shovach, and the Yone Aliyah, and the Tziparim Shekinu Betvichim Babiros, Avide L'Rivuye, Rashi explains, means that they run away. Asuyin L'Hishomet U'Livroach B'Pnei B'Nei Odom. They're not domesticated, and they see a person coming to grab them, they run away, they fly away. As opposed to the Avozim, and the Tarnagolim, and the Yone Hedrosios, Hani Lo Avide L'Rivuye. They don't run away, they're domesticated, they're used to being grabbed. So that's Rav Mari's Teretz. Now the Gemara says, Kulu Nami Avide L'Rivuye. Even the Avozim and the Tarnagolim are going to run away. They don't let you just grab them. So how can you, Rav Mari, say this is the Teretz? So one says, no. L'chluvon kamrinon David l'revuye. That these Yone Shovach and the Yone Aliyah will run away even when they're in their chicken coop, when they're in their nest, as opposed to the Avozim and Tarnagolim. They'll run away the rest of the time, but once they're in their nest, they don't run away. So that's the difference. And that's Teretz number two. Rav Mari's Teretz is a good Teretz. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah tells us, Mitzudos Chaya V'Ov V'Dogim. If you have traps for the non-domesticated animals, or birds, or for fish, so, She'asan Me'er of Yontif, if you put the traps out Me'er of Yontif, so if you know for sure that they were trapped there of Yontif, it's fine. But Lo Yitomihem V'Yontif, you're not allowed to take it from Yontif, unless you know that. Elem Kin Yodea Shinitzodu Me'er of Yontif. So let's say you went to check the traps there of Yontif. You see that you have fish or birds or the chayos in those traps. So then you can use them. They're considered muchan. They're considered trapped. And you can go and check them or eat them on Yontif. Maisa Shaya. Or Maisa Ben Achayecha. There once was a guy. Shevi Dogam Rav Gamliel. He brought fish to Rav Gamliel on Yontif. V'Omar. And he said, Rav Gamliel said, Mutar name, the fish are permitted. You're allowed to take them from this guy. However, Elish Ein Ritzoni Lekabel Hamenu. I don't want to go and take them from him myself. Rashi explains, Shani Sono. We don't get along. And therefore, I don't like him. And therefore, I'm not accepting them. But Minadin, one could accept it from the guy. Shmuel says, this Maisa Benochri Yechot seems to be Soser, the first part of the Mishnah. Maisa Listo, the Gemara says, do we bring down a Maisa to negate? Normally a mice is brought down to support. Here the mice seems to negate, because our Mishnah said that unless you know for certain that the animal was trapped on Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to go and use it. But here this guy brought him something and you know it was trapped on Erev Yontif. You don't know. And nevertheless, Rabban Gamliel said it's mutter. No, I don't want to take because I don't like the guy. But technically it's mutter. So it's a stira, mice listor. So where it says it's not a maisalistar. It's in fact missing some words. Chisuri mechsera v'achitani. We're missing over here in the Mishnah the following situation. So the Mishnah tells us, Sofek muchan osur. The opinion of the Tanakhama is that if you're not certain, so then it is osur. However, here's the words that are missing. Rabban Gamliel matir. Rabban Gamliel says in a Sofek situation, since it's only a din derabbanan, whether they're muchan or not, so then Rabban Gamliel is matir. And Maisa Shoyu, Maisa Nami Ben Ochri Echot, Shevi Dagmel Rav Gamliel, since Rav Gamliel says it's Mutter, so he's allowed to take it in the Sofik situation from the guy, But he said, "Well, my mutarinim, they're technically permissible. I personally don't want to take them. Elosheni returning kabul in matter because we don't get along." So therefore, it's not a ma'aseh listor. How do we paskin? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ain halacha k'Rav Gamliel." We do not paskin like Rav Gamliel. In the suffix situation, it is aser, not like Rav Gamliel said that it's mutter. Because of Masti law, others had this as ahad de tanya on the following brisa that this statement was made. The brisa says, "Safek muchan." In a situation where you're not sure, was it muchan or not? Was it trapped or not? On yontif, before yontif, Rabbi Gamliel's matir. Rabbi Yeshua's oser. Here we have the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And on that, on this brisa, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halachik Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin over here that it's oser. Safek muchan situation, we paskin oser. So both versions over here come to the same conclusion. It's just a question of who is the bali plukta to Rabbi Gamliel. In the first version, it was the Tanakama, and the second version, we know it was Rabbi Yoshua. Now, there's a third Shita. The Yehuda Amar Shmuel made a statement. It goes on the following. Vika the Masli Lo Ahod Tanya. It goes on the following Brice. So we turn to Chavdalad Amud Beis. The Brice says, Sholchtin Minha Nigorin. Nigorin, Rashi tells us, are Bibrin, Shenitzodin, Va'omdim, that their habitats, that our animals in it are already trapped. And therefore, they would put in them nigori mayim v'charitz and lishto sechayos. So they prepare it for the animals, and it had food in it. So these nigorin are basically small habitats with trapped animals essentially in them already. And this brisa says, shochtin min ha-nigorin b'yantif. You're allowed to go take the animals from there on yantif. They're considered trapped. However, avalo min ha-rishasos u-min ha-michmoros. But not from traps. You're not allowed to take them. Rishasos are nets, and michmoros are traps, metsudos. You're not allowed to take them from there. That's what the Tanakhama tells us. And along comes Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and he says, Omer, bo mitzot umitzon mikul kolin me'arv yontif, if you see that these rishasos or mechmoros are in fact trapping the animal already me'arv yontif, b'yodua sh'me'arv yontif nitzodu. So then you can guarantee that they were trapped on erev yontif. You see something is mikul kolin, that the traps are in, sprung already, so then, guaranteed, any animal that's inside of them was trapped erev yontif. And therefore they're considered muchan. However, if you go on yantif, only on yantif, so then biyadua should be yantif nitzodu, then they were perfectly not sprung on erev yantif, and only were checked now when they sprung on yantif, so then biyadua should be yantif nitzodu basura. So then it's a guarantee that they were trapped on yantif, and they're not considered muchan. So Gemara says this seems to be mutually contradictory. Hagufa kasha. It seems to be intrinsically incorrect. First, you say, Amriz, bo mitzvah mikukol me'erev yontif. If you find them that they're sprung, the traps were already used on erev yontif, so then biyadua sh'me'erev yontif nitzodu. Okay, that implies time of the bo mitzvah mikukol, because you saw that they were sprung on erev yontif, so you can guarantee that they were trapped on erev yontif. Implication being, if you don't know that for certain, hosveika, in a suffix situation, I don't know if it was sprung erev yontif or yontif, would be asurit. But then keep on reading, em seifa. If you find that they were definitely sprung on yontif, then you can say that they were trapped on yontif. Implication being, it's only because you see them now on yontif that they're sprung. Implication being, in the suffix situation, then you're allowed to say that they were mistama, even though it's a suffix, on erev yontif trapped, and therefore they're mutarim. So the implications of the ratio and the sefer are the exact opposite. The ratio, the implication would be sofik is osur, and the implication of the sefer is the sofik is mutter. So Gemara says, you're right. Hachikomer. This is what the Brice is telling us. Read it as follows. Bo mitzon mikukolim erev yontif. If you find that the trap was sprung on erev yontif in that situation, and only in that situation are you allowed to eat the animal, because it's considered muchan and trapped. V'yaduash me'erev yontif nitzodu umutar. However, any other scenario where you don't know for a fact it was trapped in Erev Yontif is a suffix situation, and it's as if, Naseh, Kimishi Nitzodu B'Yontif V'Yasurin. Therefore, it is Osir. Any suffix situation is Osir. And on this, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon ben Elazar, he passing over here like the more machmir position of Rav Shimon ben Elazar that said that unless you know for certain that it was trapped Erev Yontif, suffix situation, it's going to be Osir. Now the Gemara says, the Omar Mutarim Haim, our Mishnah had said that Rabbi Gamliel said that this Goyish person who brought him the fish on Yontif is mutter to take it from him, but I personally don't want to take it because I don't like the guy. So Gemara says, what does it mean Mutarim? Mutarim Lamai. So we have a Machlokas. Rabbi Amar Mutarim Lekabel. As I said, you're allowed to take it from him. but you can't go and eat it. It's not mutzah, because in this situation we don't hold that it's mutzah. Rashi explains, betiltul dekuli hai lo ichmor b'sofik. In a suffix situation, we're not machmir on tiltul. However, to eat it, b'chila, lo sharita rabban gamliel. Rabban gamliel never said you can go and eat it. He just said you can be metaltal it, you can take it from it. Whereas Levi holds, Levi amar, no, when it says mutarin, it means mutarin b'chila, even to go and eat it, certainly to be metaltal it. So Rav and Levi have a fundamental difference as to what the halacha is. Rav comments, I'm a Rav. La'olam, a person should always be very, very careful. Under all circumstances, al yimna odam atzmo mibeis ha-medrash. Never leave the base medrash if you can. Because, afilu sho'achas, if you leave it even for 1 hour, it's going to lead to a potential takola. And I'll show you, that's exactly what happened over here, that I and Levi have a different psak halacha, but that's because he left the base medrash and he didn't hear the retraction. Danon v'Levi, both Levi and I were there at the shir. Havinon kamei de Rebbe, we were listening to the shir by Rebbe, and he originally said, ki amro l'ho shmaisi, he said over this memra about Rabban Gamliel, that the guy brought him the fish, and he said, mutarin. And at night time, b'urta, or l'arbasa, right, the famous Mishnah Pesachim, it's a euphemism, it means nighttime, it's called the light, so it means b'urta, meaning at the start of the night, Rebbe, when he gave the shir, ama mutarin, and he said, b'achila. And that's what Levi heard. I heard it also, Rav said, but that's what Levi heard. But then Levi left, and he went someplace, and he didn't stay in the rest of the shir. But Safra, in the morning, however, Rebbe said, no, ama mutarin l'kabel. When I said mutarin, it wasn't l'achila, it was l'kabel. So Rav heard the retraction, Levi did not. So I know, Rav says, I stayed in the base medrash the extra time, so I heard the retraction, hadri be. However, Levi, lo habibi madrasha, lo hadri be. Levi didn't hear the retraction. So that's why there's a machlokas of between Rav and Levi, even though each one says, I heard it from Rebbe. Mora says, Meisve, I'll show you that Levi's wrong. Nochri, shehevi darin Yisrael, if a guy brings a present to a yid, afilu dogim ha mifulamin, mifulamin, Rashi tells us, means lachen, they're fresh. They're obviously, it just was taken from the water. So even though the guy is bringing you something on yontif that he just picked out of the water, in other words, he trapped it on yontif, or uperus bnei yomon, he obviously brings you fresh fruit. You can clearly tell that it's fresh. Nevertheless, mutarin. The Brisa says it's permissible to go and take them from the guy. As Rashi points out, al karchoch Rabbi Gamliel hu, demekel. This must be the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. He was the one that said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to go take it from the guy. Now here it says, Bishlom olaman diyoma mutarin lekabel shapir. Certainly, if you're just saying that you're just taking it from the guy, so then Rabban Gamliel's mekel to allow you to take it from the guy. So mutarin means lekabel. Oh, shapir, then it works out very well. But if you hold like the Levi opinion, elaman diyoma mutarin b'achila, that you're allowed to actually go and eat it, who would allow you to go and eat them? Peros b'nei yomon misharu b'achila, the fish that was just caught, or the fruits that are fresh, b'nei yomon, they're clearly just taken off the tree. Nobody will let you eat them. They're muktzah. So how could you say that you're allowed to eat them? So the Gemara says, but then you wouldn't be allowed to touch them either. Well, tameach, peros b'nei yomon, mishar b'tiltol. If they're muktzah, they're muktzah. So not only can't you eat them, you're not allowed to touch them as well. You're not allowed to be metal to them. But here it says you're allowed to be metal to them, mutarim. So it's not really less of a problem to Rav. It's a problem to Levi, but it's also a problem to Rav. So Gemara says, you're right, Taka. Ella, we're dealing over here not with this so fresh. Ella b'kavre da'adime. That means that they're a little bit red. Shelo nos lechon ve'andavdumis shetachas l'chayehin shebokin osam sham. So here, the fish are a little bit red underneath the area where they breathe from the gills. So they're not fresh, but they're not old. So it's unclear when they were picked. And likewise, the peire, the kvishe biyarka, the fruits were wrapped inside some sort of vegetables, of some sorts of yarka. Rashi explains, kishaloktum tomnum yad biyarek. When they brought them, they immediately wrapped them inside these grasses, shalo yivarach lichluchon, so that they shouldn't lose their moisture. So again, with both the fish and these fruits, you can't tell how fresh they are. Were they just trapped right now, just the fish just is taken out of the water right now, or the peiros were just picked right now, or no, it was actually picked before Yontif, and they still retain a certain level of freshness to them. So why we call them b'nei yomon? After all, in the Brice it says, so why are they called b'nei yomon? So Gemara says, shein ke'ein b'nei yomon, by doing this wrapping with them, so then you can maintain their freshness, but lav davka is it definitely plucked that day. And that's why one could say that they were actually picked the day before, because they're seemingly like Bnei Yoman, but they're not necessarily Bnei Yoman. So this could even be according to the Chachamim, who argued Rabbi Gamliel, because they say that certainly if it's picked the day before, then it's not a problem. It's not a muktzeh situation. So lav davka, is this according to Rabbi Gamliel? Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, how do we paskin Hilchusa? If a guy brings you a present on Yontif, so it depends. If there are attached to the ground, let's say he brings you apples, and there are attached to the ground, they're attached to the trees, apples, so then you have to be concerned that he plucked it off the tree, and in the Suffolk situation, it's Osir. Maybe he picked it on Yontif, and he's not allowed to go do that. And you have to wait after Yontif is over. We have a rule that the guy may come to do work for you, so therefore we don't let you get any benefit from it. We make you wait the amount of time. It took him a half an hour to go pluck the apples off the tree and get to your house, so then you wouldn't be allowed to use this apple for half an hour after Yontif or Shabbos is over, because we don't want you to get any benefit from this in this situation. So you have to wait what's called Kedei She'asu, the amount of time that it would have taken to go get this if you started right after Yontif was over. But that's only if there are apples that are attached to trees. But there are no apple trees around here, so he gave you apples. He obviously didn't pick them from over here, and therefore it is allowed. But it depends. If it's tochat chum, if these were brought from within side the chum, so then there is no prohibition at all, and you'd be allowed to eat them. Mutter. We turn to chafei av an aleph. However, chutz l'tchum, if they came from outside the chum, then it is a problem, because in that situation he brought it for you, and it's osur. But another yid would be allowed to go and have benefit from it. Tosus explains, because we're really concerned that he's going to go bring it for a yid. But if this other yid is not known to the guy, so then there's no concern that he's bringing it for this other yid. And therefore, anybody that the guy is bringing it for, they can't benefit from it. But somebody that the guy doesn't know, another yid who wasn't involved in this transaction at all, so that other yid is not considered, and he'd be allowed to go and have it even on Yontif. I'm dictating a shir and matzah Yom Kippur. It gives me a chance to again wish everybody a good Kippur. With this, we conclude today's shir.